eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, February 24th. And this week, there's a lot of action on the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. Looks like it's going to move forward. I talked about this on CBS This Morning yesterday, but I want to beef this up a little bit for you guys just to understand a little bit more about why this package is so big, this $1.9 trillion. It's because there's a lot of stuff in here that did not make it into the December stimulus plan. Specifically, one thing that the December stimulus did not cover was money to state and local governments. And why is this so important? State and local governments have absorbed a double whammy of big spending, right? Big spending around COVID, but also a loss in sales and other taxes. Now, the other really weird part about balancing your books if you're a municipality is that this is usually a legal obligation. And that means that if the states or municipalities don't get more money, we might see job cuts. And that could clearly dampen the overall economic recovery. So one thing we didn't talk about in this segment is that there is, in this $1.9 trillion plan, additional help, $350 billion in state and local government aid, $170 billion for K through 12 schools and higher ed institutions. There's $50 billion for COVID testing, $20 billion towards a national vaccine program. So remember, there was a bunch of folks who were like, oh, we don't want to bail out these states where they've been irresponsible. They were usually Republicans who said that about blue states. Maybe now with Texas having its own problems, everyone will get behind this. We'll see. The other thing that is really going to be interesting in this process is that it's likely to go through with just Democratic votes, meaning it's going to go through budget reconciliation. I'm not so sure that we're going to necessarily be able to see the increase of the federal minimum wage. We'll have to see about that. But all in all, I think this was a pretty good segment that we had that we could kind of talk in big terms about what's in this bill. One other thing we just didn't get to, which I think everyone probably realizes is likely to happen, we're going to see the extension of eviction and foreclosure moratoria probably until September 30th. Remember, the administration has already extended forbearance for federal student loans until September 30th. So, okay, whew, that was a lot. That's a big intro. Sorry, Mark. Anyway, here's my segment on CBS This Morning with Tony and Gail.
The House plans to vote this week on the Biden administration's massive COVID relief package. It faces a really tough road in the Senate where Republicans say it is just too much money. Last April, the Treasury Department sent $1,200 checks to millions of Americans. In December, most of those taxpayers were sent another $600. This latest proposal calls for a payment of $1,400 more, along with other benefits. CBS News business analyst, that's Jill Schlesinger, joins us to sort it all out for us. Jill, good to see you. Let's start with the $1,400. Who gets it in this new plan?
If you have income up to $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 as a married couple, you're going to probably get this $1,400 check. Couple of differences from the past two checks, that $1,200 and the $600. This $1,400 will also be eligible for older dependents. You got a smaller amount for kids in the first couple of rounds. And this is for older kids, those college kids, and they're probably going to get that full $1,400. The phase out means that you're going to get less money if you make above those thresholds, and you're completely phased out if you make more than $100,000 as an individual, and that would be more than $200,000 as a couple. So these are numbers that are really good for families, and I'm very excited about that dependent number because it really helps many more families.
I'll say older dependents, you mean over the age of 18? Is that what you mean, or over the age of 21?
Yes, exactly.
Over 18,
All dependents. So even if they're in their 20s and they're your dependents, so if you're in college, you're still going to get that $1,400 check. That's big.
Let's talk about unemployment numbers. 10 million Americans still out of work. Are there any plans laid out in this plan for unemployment benefits here?
Absolutely. Remember, the plan that was passed in December gave people who were out of work an extra $300 of federal benefits. That number is set to go up to $400 per week on top of your state unemployment. And remember, by the way, gang, don't forget, this is taxable income to you. Mm. Stimulus checks are not. These are taxable dollars. But what's really interesting is that other stimulus is running out in March, March 11th. This would take us through probably the end of August for that extra unemployment. That would be great news because a lot of these jobs are not coming back. It's going to take people a longer period of time to find new work.
And you know this, Jill, it sort of picks up what you just said. A lot of families are still struggling financially. Is there anything else in the bill that would help them?
There is a big push to help the people most impacted negatively by COVID, and that is the people who make less than $50,000. There are some really important aspects of this. An expansion of sick and paid medical leave for families. That will be very important for those people who don't have insurance right now. We also are likely to see an expansion of the child tax credit, up to $3,000 for child, $3,600 if your kid's under the age of six. And then a big piece for this tax season, the earned income tax credit. This is usually for lower wage Americans. They're going to expand the level at which you can receive it. So you put these three things together, that's a lot of help for American families. It's also why the price tag at $1.9 trillion is starting to balloon because of all these extras that weren't in previous plans.
Yeah, Joe, one more point of help. Potentially, right now there's a $15 minimum federal wage in the bill. If that survives, will it survive? How hopeful should people feel right now?
I don't think it's likely to survive. There's a technicality about whether this can actually get in through budget reconciliation, which is how the Democrats are likely to pass this. But just to remember, $15 minimum wage exists in many places. Many states are moving that way. I think we are on the path to getting to a $15 minimum wage. And by the way, you think it sounds like a lot of money. It's about $31,000 a year. So we're not talking about paying people $100,000 a year. I don't think it gets into this bill, but the Democrats, led by Bernie Sanders, are really pushing hard on this one. If you have questions about this stimulus or just about your own financial life, send us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you're listening. If you're listening on our website, if you're listening at the JillOnMoney.com website, there's a way to subscribe. We link you up right there on the website. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear those double masks, maintain your physical distancing, lift someone up today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.